Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You'd love to have two guys out there that are number ones. Like, you're always going to try to find the best players you can. What you need are guys in this offense that are smart, versatile, selfless, and can make the plays that their skill set allows them to make. And if it's a tall guy that Josh is going to throw up a 50-50 ball, he's got to come down with it. If it's a guy that we want to get the ball in his hands and when we need some rack, he's going to do that. I think that's what we're looking for.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. Okay. Is Justin Jefferson any of those things? Is he smart or versatile? I don't know.
Selfless,
he's great. I don't know.
Ball in his hands.
Is there rack involved? I think. Does everybody know, like, rack? Football is so, sports so jargony sometimes. Everybody knows that? Rack. Run after the catch.
I like the yak better. I don't really have a preference.
I like neither equally. They're both equally terrible. Let's just speak like people here. Run after the catch. Okay. I don't know. He doesn't have Stephon Diggs anymore. It's a whole different answer.
Yeah. And I think I'm just reading. I've been reading all day, like just different clips. And many of them are, you know, repetitive. I see them from a few different people. But like, I feel like a lot of what Bean is saying today is exactly what I would have expected him to say about not forcing the issue. Like, I don't feel like we have a glaring hole. I think that's one of the quotes. And I feel like what he's telling you when he says, I don't feel like we have a glaring hole, is I think we have a glaring hole. that's what I hear when I hear him saying that. It's, you know, this is the whole draft season is smoke season. We are, I mean, four alarm fire burning in the last week before the draft.
My guess, to your calls next, my guess was when they traded Diggs, what, 3 weeks ago? 2 or 3 weeks ago, whatever it is. It was a Wednesday.
2 weeks right? ago yesterday.
Well, wow. He's probably got a next move already figured out because they are not really going into the season with who they have and a rookie or two. They're just not going to do that, right? Everybody, they're not going to do that. I'm on other shows. Like, they're really not. There is going to be a next move. Well, it's a week away. We don't have it yet.
No, that's right. But the veteran trade, like a lot of those trades happened at the draft 2 years ago. A.J. Brown, Marquise Brown. So that could, it could be a thing where they're waiting to see how the board falls, right? All of it is dependent on what happens. Maybe there's a trigger if Odunze gets somewhere or neighbors, like, okay, we're going to go all the way up. Okay, that doesn't happen. We're hanging out. And does it look like our guy's going to get here? And if he's not, then maybe that's where Brandon Ayuk comes in or someone else. And like that's how they use the 28th pick. I mean, it's a very different thing. You're paying the guy right away, but you're buying some certainty with it. You know, he's a little older, obviously. He's not he's not a rookie.
I think that can be right. You want to see what happens. What do the Giants want to do at 6? Chris Trapasso's mock draft trade. I think that can be right, but it isn't knowing the move. It isn't
right.
We're trading because you could do that now. Like you could make those trades now if the other guy is ready to do it. Like if the Bills knew they had a deal for Ayuk, you can go ahead and make that trade. But maybe San Francisco wants to see if they can do better. And that in that case, you don't know who your next move is. You're just sort of, you have a few contingencies. You have 5 different possible. Maybe it's Cortland Sutton. You know, maybe it's Michael Thomas. I don't know. Like, there are a few ways to do it. But I'm just saying, like, as you would, of course, like, you know, too, they haven't made that move. So
right. Yeah,
I kind of would have thought maybe it would have happened by now if I was right.
Initially, after the trade, I felt similarly. It was maybe a day or two after I started thinking, you know, because then I remembered, like, yeah, A.J. Brown, Marquise Brown, like, those were during the draft trades. So maybe, you know, it waits. I mean, there have been both. The Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill were, you know, I think in March. So there's no one way to have it happen. So, you know, to me, it's just like that idea isn't gone, is all I'm saying. Like they could still pivot to that if they feel like they actually do have a glaring hole on the roster because their starting receivers are Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel.
It's not gone. That's right. It's not. It's still possible that they have that in place, but it's also not done yet or announced yet.
Right.
Walter is with us. Hi, Walter.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm thinking about the Bills situation, and unless Kincaid and Shaquille really blossom next year, I think we will struggle unless we do one of two things. We sign an aging free agent the fellow from San Fran comes to mind, or we can do what New Orleans did and trade their whole draft class to get Ricky Williams. What do the Bills have to give up draft capital to get up to get Harrison? Apparently, they're talking about him like they were about Ricky Williams. You know,
if it's even possible. I mean, do we do care that Ricky Williams was a complete disaster of a move, right? We care about that. We're not going to be like, hopefully the Bills do what the Saints did for a running back 20 years ago. That was a disastrous idea. But
I'm not even sure all the Bills picks this year would get them all the way to where they could pick Marvin Harrison Jr. because they don't have enough premium assets. They've got only 2.
The Saturday is irrelevant. Round 4 to the Bills have more than their share of picks on irrelevant. Like if you want to, you're calling me to talk about trading up into the top 10 even? I don't care what you have on Saturday. I don't need what you have on Saturday.
I think a fourth could help. I think a first and a fourth and a first and a second is, I think, gets you to the Bears.
9.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
That's not Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't think they have really like the assets to pull that off anyway. But top 10, one of the big 3, that is probably your price. And the Bills, I bet, would prefer to hold on to this year's second and give up next year's if they're going to make that move, because they've got 2 seconds already next year, and that would buffer that for them. But the team making the trade, the Bears in this instance, would of course want this year's second. So, you know, a first and a second and a first and a fourth, I think, gets you to that neighborhood.
Very well. Sounds right. It sounds right. It's just,
man. And I would be very tempted to do it for Odunze or neighbors. I don't expect Harrison Jr. to be available that late.
It is all, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It is almost the same to me. I wouldn't parse that myself. Like, you have enough people who think neighbors is one.
Right.
That maybe it is right that Harrison seems like the safest, but really he also has tremendous upside. Like, he's a legendary prospect, you know, generational, I guess is what I should say. I think if you want, but not to tell Walter, but I think if you want to make a comp, you want Julio Jones. You don't want Ricky Williams. You don't want Mike Ditka in a Hawaiian shirt, you know, mocking the entire draft process after he just traded everything for a running back. You know, hilariously incompetent decision. You want Julio Jones, at least similar, you know, huge mm-hmm. trade up, at least was really good for a long time. I mean, that's what you have to have to justify it, which I still don't even think is enough. But you have to have the guy have an amazing, like, he's going on your Ring of Honor. whoever this guy is going among your all-time best players. And, man, it is very risky to do that. Thanks, Walter. Dan is next. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I know we're trying to get younger, but, you know, I feel like Hopkins is a potential trade candidate. He's got, I think, $9 million due this year, and, you know, he'd essentially be a rental, but there might be some type of trade package with that second rounder, some type of swaps to acquire him, and then still pick up a wide receiver if, you know, Tennessee's not sure what they're doing. I know you got to have two partners for this, but, mm-hmm. you know, that seems like somebody that they could go after to get a veteran presence just to try to get him over the hump this year.
Have you heard a single mention of speculation about his being moved? I have not.
I have not heard a single thing. I've been trying to check around, you know, just searching the deep recesses of the interweb on that, but...
And still no. Have you called the Titans yourself? Have you tried that?
Will they take your call?
I haven't called the Titans, but
I haven't either.
You know, I spent a lot of time in Houston with work, and, you know, I love watching Hopkins. I would just love to see him in a Bills uniform.
Yeah, you know, I think that can be a good idea, just like it was last year a pretty good idea. I just don't have anybody, for whatever it's worth, maybe nothing, I don't have anybody talking about DeAndre Hopkins like last year everybody was, and now nobody is. So what did they do? They signed Calvin Ridley. They have a young quarterback. They might want to try to make that work. Why bother to do any of this if you're going to move Hopkins? Like, why?
Yeah,
you're kind of loading up.
I feel like Ridley, and this might be a little sound a little backwards, but getting Ridley, to me, doesn't make Hopkins available. Like, it says, we're going to try to make this work with this quarterback, to me. And I would expect them to want to hang on to that player. But, you know, 2 years ago, I was not sitting here leading into the draft thinking about A.J. Brown being traded. So, I mean, it whatever, it happens, you know, but I feel like because 2 years ago happened, that's sort of why Brandon Ayuk is in the news and T. Higgins and like premium receivers about to get the big contract became trade targets a couple of years ago. So now we're sort of searching for matches in that way, right? Anybody that fits up, what is this team's plan at quarterback? Are they all set? Well, then they're probably not divesting themselves of this guy. Or do they have another young guy coming so they don't want to pay the guy? Whatever it is, we're just trying to find fits for that sort of structure, that skeleton. And so, I don't know, maybe Hopkins works in some way, but we haven't heard anything about it.
Wouldn't that be one where, like, you sort of, if you're Tennessee, you just let it play out and then you get your comp pick if he signs? He's older. He doesn't have to sign a good deal, but
right.
If he does, then you would get a draft pick for
– Yep.
losing him, so to speak, right? I don't know. I just don't know what Tennessee would be kind of out to lunch if they were to trade him now. But I thought it was a weird signing when they did it. They were bad. And so maybe they would. I'd like to have somebody sort of speculating about him before I get too carried away with the idea. I don't have that. Thank you, Dan. Getting connected with the fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We will take a break. 4 to 6 today, so coming up, our annual Facebook Live pre-draft show. We'll do have some mock draft talk. We'll talk about best ideas for the Bills. And we'll start with Sal Capaccio on what was said today. Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, you know, their first media availability post-Diggs trade. And then spend a lot of our day, as we often do anyway, but also this time the cameras will be on, talking about the draft, which is, well, round one anyway, next Thursday night, 1 week away. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Stay with us. Join us on our Facebook page, too, coming up in 20 minutes. This is WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.